Yes, it is time for All Things Gardening. I'm Mary Angish, the producer of the show and the gardening expert who shares his knowledge with you every week. Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, is it true that we're sort of getting close to the time to start planting tomato seeds indoors?
Yes, it is. In fact, I'd say towards the end of this month, end of March, early April, that would be the time to start your seeds indoors. But right now is actually a good time to start collecting the varieties you want to start. And every year I try to collect a couple new varieties to try, and I've got two good ones this year. One actually I tried a while ago, and I'm going to try it again because I liked it so much. And the other one is a new heirloom, or I should say an old heirloom, from Italy. The first one, it has a great name because you have to be a little lucky to grow a good tomato, and this one's called Captain Lucky. It's a green heirloom variety, one of those potato leaf varieties. It's a beefsteak type, but it's got a lot of red and bronze marbling and striping inside, so it's got a sweetness to it. And when we grew it a couple years ago, we didn't get a lot of them, but the ones we got, we used them to make caprese salads. Oh my god. It was a perfect combination of sweetness and tang to go with the mozzarella cheese and the basil and the salt and the pepper and the olive oil. It was really good. So I'm going to grow that one again this year. It is an heirloom, and so it does have some problems with diseases and things, but if you can get it to grow well, it's really worth it. The other types are really cool, and this is a new variety to me. These are called a pomodoro d'inverno, which means winter tomatoes in Italian. These are tomatoes that grow in the foothills of Mount Vesuvius around Naples. And there's a couple different varieties, Pinolo Rosso and Pinolo Giallo. And these are red and yellow colored tomatoes. They look like grape tomatoes with a little bit of a nipple at the end. The thing about them is they're very dry. So how they grow them in Italy, and how people have grown them here, is that you grow them for the fall, and then you cut trusses of them, you hang them in a kitchen or a cool room, and they literally will stay there as a fresh tomato for up to 6 months. That's what they tell me. I'm going to try them and see if it works out. So you can use them for salads and sauces. You just pick them and throw them into whatever you're cooking. So those are two new varieties out there that might be worth a try in your garden.
Oh, how cool. I love a good tomato. Just even though I'm allergic to most things, I do love a good tomato.
Well, if I get some of these Pinolo Rossos working, I'm going to give you some.
Okay, great. And we'll do a taste test on the air. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here is a question from Teresa. And Teresa writes, I love celeriac, but when I grow them from seed at home, they look nothing like what I was used to when I worked for large CSAs. Mine come out looking like Cthulhu, that's the H.P. Lovecraft scary monster thing. Even when they're big, they have multiple taproots with only like a small central ball. And Teresa writes, I do lasagna gardening. I'm guessing there's some mineral that's out of whack. Any hints as what I should do?
Well, I think the first thing, Teresa, would be to try some different varieties. We grow Brilliant and Porthos, which are two newer varieties. And what's nice about those is that they have more of a smooth skin on the roots. So they tend to form that ball and not get so gnarly. The other thing is that you're hinting at is maybe it has something to do with the soil. So I would do a soil test this spring and just make sure you don't have like too much nitrogen in the soil or maybe not enough phosphorus in the soil. Something that's going to make the balance out of whack so you don't get those nice size roots that would be great and you get too many tops growing on them.
Daryl in Winooski writes, I got a question about choosing shade cloth. I'm planning a straw bale garden on an unprotected western facing patio. Patio is on the top of a large concrete retaining wall. Itself, it's made of compacted gravel. All in all, it's hot. And last year I planted some seedlings in large soil bags and they just didn't grow. Daryl writes, this year I have a base of trellis that are ready for straw bales. I'm guessing they'll do well with a shade cloth, but which one? 10, 40, 85% shade, green, white? I'd appreciate any advice.
Yeah, it's unusual to have people wondering about shade cloth in Vermont, but yes, in that kind of situation, you probably need it. So if you're growing things that like the heat, like the tomatoes and peppers and eggplants, for example, you want to get a 30% shade cloth and get a black one or a dark colored one because you want to block some of the sun, but you want to keep that heat. And the black color, of course, would accumulate heat. If you're growing cool season things, greens and things of that nature, then you probably want to go for a 50% shade cloth that's maybe a lighter color, like a white. So I think depending upon what you grow, you might want to have more or less shade.
Okay, find this program and past episodes on your preferred podcast app or at vermontpublic.org and send gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.